Off the ball.
Rugby.
Of course they care. Some would say, no, it's just about winning the Test Series. But is the Lions really all just about winning the Test Series? Or is there a bit of, you know, winning hearts and minds, bringing four nations together?
Yeah. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
I'm thrilled to be joined by two very happy Kerry men this morning. All-Ireland champions once more. A Ballydunahoo man and a Rathmore man. Jason Foley, fullback, and Shane Ryan, goalkeeper. How are you boys?
Not too bad. Shooken off, but yeah, great.
Yeah. Yeah, we shook her after last one after bed.
Yeah, a lot worse.
You're looking pretty fresh, lads, this morning. Like, that was pretty sweet, though, yesterday. I know All-Ireland wins are always sweet, but just the performance, the summer, the year that's been had, like, that must have been pretty satisfying.
Yeah, it was, I suppose. And, like, I mean, the start we got yesterday was probably the platform that gave us the full, complete performance yesterday. But, no, it's very, very satisfying. The last couple of games, the quarterfinal, semi-final, final, to beat three good, really good Ulster teams in Croke Park and play so well and get over the line is very satisfying. Yeah,
the level of performance, Shane, like, everything seemed to click for you early doors. From Gavin White taking off from the throw-in and setting up Dylan Ganey, Sean O'Brien gets a point, and Gavin gets two, Paddy gets one. Then David's first touch of the ball, he ends up with a two-pointer. It just felt like the oxygen was with you early doors, and it all seemed to click. You were all moving really well early on.
Yeah, like, I suppose every team targets the first 10 minutes in every match, particularly in our Ireland final. And when it happens, it's unbelievably satisfying. And I think yesterday's first 15 minutes felt so good because we had so many contributors in that. I mean, we'd fellas kicking points and maybe weren't renowned for kicking points over the last couple of games. And it was probably, even though, like, we were probably got a lot of credit for our stint against Armagh that 10 minutes spell, I felt the 15 minutes probably better yesterday because of the overall performance. You know, we did a fin for spells. Donegal got a couple of great scores in that period as well. And I think we went up 13-4, was it? And it felt like everything we were kicking was going over as well. And scoreboard pressure is massive, and particularly with the two-pointer now, like, it gives you such a momentum lift, you know, even from the crowd and everything. So that first 15 was stuff you'd write away for, really. And it was great that it came out in All-Ireland final day.
Yeah, it was huge. And, like, that's really interesting that you're saying that about the 15-minute spells and Bolton. I must watch back Bolton and just try and figure it out. But your feeling as a player was that. That's so interesting. There was a couple of big things around kickouts as well. I know Joe Connor got his paws in a couple of early balls. But there was one or two that I just thought were huge. Like, there's such a fine line, Shane, you'd know yourself, between a really good kickout, right? There's inches, and one that gets intercepted. I thought Patton had one or two yesterday that were going straight down the middle of Murphy. Breno Bjorklik slides in and wins one low. Mark O'Shea won one low as well. Like, you had such presence on the opposition on your own kickout as well.
Yeah, I suppose the break ball merchants are kind of coming back into play, really, aren't they? They disappeared for 15 years in the game, and there's so much, like, obviously you want to get as many uncontested as you can, but it's just so difficult to get them this year that the majority of kickouts are going long, and it's kind of in the lap of the gods. I know you're trying to plan overloads, you're trying to plan 1v1s, whatever, but breaking balls sometimes in the lap of the gods, and you just need fellas diving on boots, which we did have. And again, it sustained the momentum for us. When you're getting possession after the opposition kickout and our own kickout, and I suppose the way Donegal defended in it probably gave us the ball for periods of time. It kind of allowed us to control the tempo of the game as well. So winning break ball in the middle was massive, just to sustain a bit of tempo in the game.
Huge. We all know that the forwards catch the eyes, and you've got plenty of unbelievable forwards, but defensively, lads, you've had an unbelievable year as well, and an unbelievable couple of seasons, really. But, like, between your halfbacks, your full back line, fellas who've stepped up, maybe younger lads like a Dylan Casey or maybe Evan Looney that's come in, you've really had a really cohesive unit going all year long, haven't you, Jason? It was topped off yesterday. There wasn't a sniff of a two-pointer or a goal chance from Donegal. Did it feel like that when you were out there? I know maybe it mightn't feel like that, but it felt like you were really solid yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, when you're out there, like, you're just kind of focusing on the next play and the next ball. The game is so quick now that you just can't dwell on things, really. Like, so I was just kind of focusing on the next ball, next play. But yeah, I suppose we've prided ourselves in not conceding goals and limiting two-pointers. And that if you do that, you'll go a long way to winning most games. So thankfully, we were able to do that again yesterday. But as you said, we've had fellas stepping up all year. We've had a lot of injuries and stuff. And we've had fellas come in at different times. I just think back there, the likes of Evan Looney came in 15 minutes into the game against Armagh, having not played all year, and had an unbelievable performance. That was just, when you have players stepping up like that, it can only make everyone else feel, you know, bigger and taller. So yeah, very satisfying.
That's a powerful thing for the group as well, because we know with the new rules there were so many what ifs and what was going to change and different bits and pieces, but depth was going to be a big thing. I think Jackie's 33 players across the championship. There's probably others that were injured, maybe didn't get minutes they would have liked, or others that were maybe on the periphery of the panel that you might have seen flying in training. When did that click for you that you knew fellas are at it and they're ready to rock? When did you find that?
Yeah, it's hard to put a finger on it. I suppose everyone points back to the Meath game, but I thought we played a lot of good football leading into Meath, and obviously we played decent football after it as well. But I think with the nature of the new rules, because, you know, the high speed running is through the roof, and B, championships every 2 weeks. So you're going to have knocks and niggles, and every county around Ireland had fellas that were under pressure injury-wise. But we set out our stall start of the year and brought in a really strong panel, you know, 36 players who were capable of playing championship for Kerry. And you're speaking of Evan Looney 100%, and Mac Shea as well. Mac Shea got 15 minutes of league football. Evan saw no league football, and both of them are playing an All-Ireland final day yesterday, and to credit them, the likes of Sean O'Brien's come in as well. We lost two of our midfielders during the year, and that's just the way it has to be. And you know what, that gives fellas impetus in training as well to say, I perform here, you know, potentially I could be playing for Kerry. And fellas who weren't even involved in the panel last year played an All-Ireland final day yesterday, and that gives great incentive to fellas going back playing club championship now over the winter with Kerry to say, I played a good performance here, or a good collection of performances in my club that I could be inside there next year playing football with Kerry.
I think it's a really good mark of your squad as well, that fellas stepped up and rose their levels as the year went on, and they grew into that Kerry jersey. Like, you boys have All-Ireland medals from a couple of years ago. There's a couple of you with two, with Paul Murphy and Paul Ganey. That doesn't really count for much either, though. You still have to deliver on the day itself. It just felt like you had leaders, like 3-1, like your captain yesterday, like a 10, the manner in which Paddy ran the game, Shawnee stepped up at times, David Clifford's performance yesterday, all over the field, your big players also delivered, as well as the new fellas that have stepped in too. That's something you must be very proud of.
Yeah, very proud of, yeah. And maybe Shane talked about that first 10-15 minutes of the game, maybe that stood to us, that we've kind of been there before. We've won an All-Ireland and lost a couple, and maybe that kind of stood to us, that we've been here before, and you know, we were very relaxed, and maybe that stood for something. Excuse me. As I said, that experience maybe told.
Yeah.
So we stood up yesterday and accounted for something.
You're league champions, you're Munster champions. I think if we were doing like the boxing, the belts, you've taken the Ulster title now as well off the lads after that win. You're all Ireland champions, right? So all year long you've delivered. There was one hiccup along the way, and it was Meath and Tullamore, but it's an awful long season. That was 17 championship games, or 17 games between league and championship this year in a very tight period. I'm sure we'll hear the stories as the year goes on, but what happened after that game? Was it conversations that you had to try and lift it a little bit, or what was the situation? Because it wasn't the real Kerry that we saw that day in Tullamore.
I think probably the players kind of took ownership maybe the following week. I think that's what I remember from it, like, that it was very player driven the following week, and on the analysis side of things, and we kind of not called each other out, but you know, there was kind of a few home truths and stuff, and we were able to try figure out what was going wrong, and probably the best thing that ever happened to us. But as you say, it was one game. Meade got to an All-Ireland semi-final, so I think maybe people read too much into it too. Yeah. I mean, you know, Donegal got to an All-Ireland final yesterday, having lost to, I think it was Tyrone in the group stages. So, you know what I mean? It was just, they lost once as well, and maybe people read into too much, but it was a blessing for us maybe.
Yeah. Fellas, you're very good to talk to us this morning. You're both flying it and fresh. You're leading again from the front for Kerry. Jason Foley, Shane Ryan, thanks so much, and congratulations on your All-Ireland winning campaign this year.
Cheers, Sammy.
Thank you.
Cheers, Sammy. Thank you. Cheers. Cheers.